Blog Talk Radio.
Man, let me go in here and see what this dude talking about. He said he knows something. Let's see.
The kingdom of heaven suffered violence.
Right.
And the violence taken by force.
Alright, tell him.
Through God.
What's going on? What's going on, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kane. You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with me and Tay Black. It's November the 11th, 2011. Y'all know how we do on Frontline Fridays each and every Friday, how we get down, how we make this thing move. Frontline Fridays is for all exclusive independent music, and also it's all exclusive with the hot topics and hot mess news. Y'all know how we go in. Let's go.
Better watch the way you talk to my client, homie, start walking.
Wait a minute, will a nigga really get it if I go off? I gotta prove it to him. I think I'm Big Meat, Larry Hoover.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes.
Salute me later, cause I know that I'll outrank them.
Pretty boy and happy boy, we know we're the greatest. Blood pressurizing, feeling more than motivated. I'm just trying to win, mix the hood with the business. Looking for the door to success, bring it off the hinges. I'ma rush through like a bull that's gone. No one's gonna grab me by the horn. I'ma light fire to the bull, to the beat, to the roof, till I prove that I belong. In any situation, any track, I'll let it go. As a matter of fact, I'm done talking, T-Pain, just let me know.
I'm trying to eat, you trying to sleep. If you a dog, then I'm a beast, and the beat goes.
Radio, Power Box, Phenomenal Radio. Me and Tay Black is going to be getting it in with y'all tonight, playing nothing but hot and exclusive indie and hot exclusive music. Also, we're going to be talking about that Penn State sex scandal. Y'all know we going in on it, so y'all know how we get down. It's Phenomenal Radio. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521.
The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio.
Tay Black, what's going on? Co-host, the best co-host in the world.
Man, I'm feeling good, favorite baby mama. How you feeling today?
I'm feeling real good, man. It's Frontline Fridays. You know, we look forward to TGIF. Thank God it's Fridays. And Frontline Friday was me and you rocking, playing nothing but exclusive music, talking about nothing but the stuff going on here. And everybody that's tuned in live, if you want to give a shout-out, if you want to chat in or chime in on the topic, call 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. We have a Tay Black Corner tonight as well. Tay, how at him?
Yo, man, I'm really feeling good. I want to just say big shout out to everybody. Hope everybody doing well. Man, I want to get some more info on this Penn State scandal, man. I done heard a lot throughout the week. So I want to get everybody's thoughts and opinions on it because, you know, to be quite honest, that type of stuff is not even just happening with you know, any particular color of people. You know, it goes on in every community. And we need to be aware of these people, man. We got to protect the youth and the kids, man, because, you know, they people in power, man, they got to be able to, you know, handle their responsibilities and do it in a way that, you know, they don't damage people and affect people. But anyway, I'm feeling good, Diva. You know what I mean? I had 15 minutes before I had to get on the show. I hopped off the metro. It was doing a lot of work today. And I want to send a big shout-out. And really the most important part of this day today was, you know, just representing the veterans out there.
Yeah.
Anybody in service, you know, anybody who served. You know, this is Frontline Fridays. I don't know if y'all picked up on that term, but it's Frontline Fridays for the soldiers. So big shout out to all my people in service. Just off the top of my head, big shout out to my homie Genius. Big shout out to my homie V Styles. Big shout out to my homegirl, Candace. You know, these are people that, you know, are in our circle that, you know, have served our country, you know, for whatever period of time and whatever rank, you know, in division. So, I mean, big shout out to them. It's just like Mother's and Father's Day. You know, today ain't, you know, just for them. It's every day, you know, because they do a service for us, man. So big shout out to the veterans out there.
Most definitely. We're going to get more into this music. When we come back, we're going to hit y'all with more exclusive exclusive information on this Penn State situation. We got Tay Black, Tay's Corner coming up. So y'all make sure y'all tune in live with us. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And y'all can also kick it with us in the chat room. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Let's get into some of this ambassador featuring Male Muse pressing you. Let's go.
Ambassador Male exists, baby. Somebody said it's a hard knock life for us. Well, I got a hard knock Christ to trust. Check it. I'm from the city, love the city, but I know it's pretty gritty. Pretty hard to see how God could be in charge, but I'm privy to the script. Like the director's got me hip to this flick. He's equipped me and built me to endure. I'm a brick, he's a building, and I'm in him, and I'll stick. I'm a dip when he says quit, till then give me a mic like I'm Vic. So I'm going to war, even if I'm going to corner stores, cause it's raw. Trouble doubles and it jumps on your ball. You can walk the block, see him sparking by. In the barbershop, they talk a lot about how they're off the clock. Some are even off your top. They don't think about the wage, they ain't thinking about the cops, they ain't thinking about the grave. Hope the spirit helps them wake. Every man is a needer like a baker, cause every man's a sinner, every sinner needs a savior. And Jesus is the one, but some are numb cause they don't feel this realness. Still I stand to tell you what the deal is.
Trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey,
need power
to trust you right. To trust you right, I wanna trust you more. Hey, I wanna trust you, Lord.
Yeah. I know that God, man, had to do the same. I ain't special, I'm not greater than my teacher. He's the treasure, I vessel, and he did it 100. No flaw, no parallel. Did it on the water, no fall, no parasail. Showed us he can walk over trouble. No teeter, no tatter, raging water. No sinking, no Peter, he's Jesus. He leaves us an example, now follow. This is more than proof of thought, this is truth. Now swallow in the storm, when you feel it blowing. When you feel it's on, when it's dawn. And you're on the feet, so you can feel the corns. When you look and you're jealous of the crook that he's adorned in the chain that can put some school books in the arms of our kids. Remember Jesus lived in the same stuff, favor with God, and man, he grew up in the manger. Even had no place to lay his head, but I tell you, place your bets on him cause he shows that he can raise the dead.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it, cause I can't live my life without it. But the voices are loud and they
get louder.
I'm needing strength for the journey.
If I would trust you right, to trust you right,
I wanna trust you more.
Hey,
I wanna trust you, Lord.
Hey. It's easy to quibble, easy to cheat.
just a little and justify moving your feet or beat double dribble. Easy to blame the government or other men, thugs and them. Sometimes defeat is even easier than trusting him. When the offer's on the table, nothing's off the table. The mind is often able to blind you from cross and make you see the sunny side of a garbage dump. Cause stupid is a stupid dud, Forrest Gump. But I got good news that I offer the men. Cause of the cross you can't rebound like balls from the rim. I'ma start with me, walk with me, let's change it up. Let's paint a different picture before we hang it up. Let's stand loyal to the groom like a best man. Or you can meet me at the book like Nets fans. Somebody ask what's the cue? When you hear his voice say, I'ma trust in you.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around it, trying to get my heart around it.
Yeah.
Cause I can't live my life without it. But the voice is loud and it's louder.
No.
I need a stick for the journey.
If
I will trust you right,
that's why
to trust you right.
You
I want to trust you more.
Hey.
I want to trust you low.
Man, Tay Black. I'm doing this drop for what? Frontline Fridays. Host Diva Mary Kay. Co-host myself, Tay Black. And we are powered by Phenomenal Radio. Check us out. Follow us on Twitter at Diva Mary Kay, at Phenom Radio. Peep the site, peep everything. Blog Talk Radio, Diva Spot ENT, PhenomenalRadio.com. Shout out to Slay Stone. Shout out to Slim. Shout out to Future Ghoul 100. And shout out to yourselves for tuning in live.
More than ever, we just need an escapist environment, somewhere to go and get lost from all of the things that we're dealing with in our personal lives.
Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. Ladies love lyrics, the ladies they love me. Women want words, imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst, give me what's in their purse. Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. Ladies love lyrics, the ladies they love me. Women want words, the imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in their purse. LL in the bed, stretch your labia and legs. Rock your bells at the deli or in the house instead. Jingling, baby, do it well and I'm hearing you. My sex ain't the goat, but no, who is superior? Same chicks you crush on, I could bust nuts on. The logical, illogical reason that you get stuck on. Blame my charms, the wordplay I was up on. Make lady friends. Lead a man's and come on. I'm a heart thriver, it's a little far from modest. Dealing with menages, something like a novice. Sharing, caring, freakiest apparent. Visual person, I can't stop staring. Extra noises and extra faces. Climax coming, ladies, please let's pace it. Orgasms, deep breaths, we laughing. Hot passion, the muscles relaxing. Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies they love me. Women want words, the imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in their purse. Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies they love me. Women want words, the imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in their purse. Sprinkle a little G from iceberg to rosebud. I'm the shit, baby, and you gon' need nose plugs. That real, my max chill, you seem ill. Total recall, all my women is from Venusville. Her brain vision, physique exquisite. I'm so different, off to the moon to kick it. Wordplay explicit, very descriptive. Can't stop, won't stop, wait, persistent. My mistress mad, my side chick good. Cause wifey get shit that them chicks wish they could. Wifey stay late, them other chicks can blow me. She eating good, them bitches frying bologna. Need mines with cheese, I like the craft single. Use it for bitches that make money and mingle. Girls will play it daily, the chickens gon' go crazy. But this ballad for the lyric loving lady. Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies they love me. Women want words, the imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in their purse. Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies they love me. Women want words, the
between first. Give me what's in that curse. Slow stroking your ego with slow strokes of the pen. Ladies, you can't repeat this and live it over again. More than a panty dropper, additional condom copper. No need for cunt stunting. I got you and I got a ease of verbal ease. I fit in where I can get in. Musical equivalent, me putting the tip in. The C-H-A-R-M, I'm spitting my forte. Second, third base, consider this your foreplay.
Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies, they love me. Women want words, the imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in their purse. Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies, they love me. Women want words, the imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in their purse. Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies, they love me. Women want words, the imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in a purse. Ladies love lyrics, the language that we speak. So if ladies love lyrics, the ladies, they love me. Women want words, the imagery in a verse. The difference between thirst and give me what's in a purse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all know what time it is, man. You're now live. Frontline Fridays. Diva Spot ENT. Powered by Phenom Radio. Got your host, at Diva Mary Kay. Make sure y'all follow her. And me, it's your homeboy, at SayBlack84. You know what I mean? We getting it in, man. Hit us up, man. If you want to be heard, you know, you want to give a shout-out, please, by all means, give us a call. Hit us up, 347-850-1521. Again, that number is 347-850-1521. Diva got the chat rooms on lock. The DJs behind the boards, but right about now, we're going to briefly get into Tay's Corner. You know what I mean? This is the segment of the show that I, you know, just want to talk about a couple of things, whether it's entertainment, music, sports, anything we got going on. And first, I want to start off the corner by just going into some music, man, because, I mean, come on, music is my drug. Y'all already know. So I just want to send a big shout-out to the homie Wale. On November the 1st, he definitely dropped his album, Ambition. You know, I don't know if y'all are familiar with Wale's situation. Definitely repping the DMV area. But he got picked up by Rick Ross, which was definitely a big move for him, and got, aligned with Maybach Music. So he dropped his album, Ambition. And if I'm not mistaken, it was actually the number two top-selling record, you know, for that week, actually. I think he had over 100,000, units sold. And, you know, I think that's wonderful for artists like Wale to definitely push his project that he wanted to push. You know, a lot of times when we make these, you know, moves and decisions to go with a major, sometimes we don't have the same freedoms and rights that we do. And if my understanding is correct, he didn't get the opportunities that he did to make the moves and make the music that he wanted to. You know, I'm sure he loved all the music that he made because he made it. But with this album, you know, he had the freedom, he had the control. Ross backed him 100% to make the music that he wanted to make. And I think that freedom and that creativity is so important. That's why as independent artists, we have to take advantage of that. Because you never know what's going to be influence you once you make that deal. And I mean, even if it's a small independent deal, before you even sign anything, you want to have an understanding of where you're going. And if they have an understanding of what you're trying to build, what brand you're trying to build as an artist, your sound, your music, what you see for yourself. And I think with this album, Wale did that. So big shout out to Wale. His album Ambition is in stores. I'm going to move forward a little bit. This week, we had a couple of hip-hop joints drop. The homie Mac Miller, he dropped his album, Blue Slide Park. Tech N9ne, he dropped his collab album, Welcome to Strange Land. And if y'all are not familiar with Tech N9ne or Mac Miller, you know what I mean, big shout out. They might not be your exact cup of tea, you know what I mean, but to each his own. But y'all got to understand, these are two independent artists. Tech N9ne is one of the top ranking independent artists as far as sales, as far as merchandise, without having a major label deal. Like, he goes on tour and he gets it in. You know what I mean? Not only does he fill venues, I mean, he's all over the nation, you know, and he's got merchandise. He has a good understanding of these things. Same thing with Mac Miller. You look at Mac Miller, you know what I mean? Homie, he got flow. He's got co-signs by the likes of Ninth Wonder, Wiz Khalifa. Mm. There's a whole lot of vets in the game. And I mean, for him to be doing his thing. If I'm not mistaken, I think he was on pace to actually outsell Wale. And he's not even on a label. Mac Miller's not even on an actual label. I mean, just independent artists. So, yo, big shout out to all my indie artists, man. Make them moves, man. Definitely keep pushing. Also, Pusha T, he dropped his EP. It's called Fear of God Part 2, Let Us Pray. Definitely be on the lookout for that. And next week, if I'm not mistaken, Drake, he's finally dropping his sophomore follow-up. It's called Take Care. You know, I know we heard a lot of songs over the past couple of weeks and months from Drake. So he's finally, you know, dropping his project. So big shout-out to him on that. Diva, did you want to chime in real quick on the independent artists doing their thing?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. With the independents out there, big shout-out to all the independents out there. Mike Mitch, big shout-out to Mike Mitch in the chat room. Genius, we see you. We're about to get to you as well. But there's a lot of albums that's dropping in 2011 going into 2012. And big shout-out to Wale for that ambitious album that's coming out. But one person that I wanted to bring to light, without an independent artist, but she's my favorite, Mary J. Blige. Mary J. Blige is dropping another album November the 21st, 2011, called My Life 2, The Journey Continues. That's another person that's coming out. Mobb Deep is dropping their album November the 25th, 2011. It's called The Black Cocaine EP. I'm looking forward to that one coming out. Currency is another artist that's coming out. Currency is dropping another one November the 29th, and it's called Jet Life, Jet World Order. That's another Jet one Life. That's coming out. It was, I think that's going to be tight. I think that's definitely going to be tight.
Yeah, I rock with Currency.
A lot of some of our veterans in the game, about three more tape. Amy Winehouse, they're dropping an album for Amy Winehouse December the 5th. It's called Lioness and the Hidden Treasures. And Naughty by Nature. Naughty by Nature is about to drop an album.
Oh, man.
Yes,
oh,
December
man.
The 6th.
Yo, hey, you down with OPP?
I'm down with OPP.
That's what's up.
You so stupid. Two more, and I'm going to let you get back into it. We're going to bring Genius into the mix. But Naughty by Nature is dropping December the 6th. Oh, big shout out to DJ Envy. DJ Envy is dropping a joint December the 6th as well. Audio, Uprise and Value 1. The Roots is coming out with an album December the 6th, Undone. And believe it or not, Bow Wow is dropping an album December the 6th. And How Unique is going to be named, what was it called? Underrated. Underrated Bow Wow is coming out with an album. And we got to give much love. Rest in peace to Heavy D. I got some joints from Heavy D. And I love Heavy D. I was a big fan then. I'm a big fan now. So I just wanted to say rest in peace to Heavy D. Rest in peace to Joe Frazier. And, you know, everybody out there doing it. And, you know, for all the artists out there, just put yourself first. Don't overstress yourself because you don't ever know, you know, what's going on. And I'm going to throw it back to you, Tay, before we get to Genius.
Nah, man, definitely. Definitely just make sure you know, everybody taking care of themselves. Like, I mean, you see with the passing of, you know, these great people. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, Joe Frazier, you know, may have been ill for a little while. But, I mean, you never know when your time is coming, man. So definitely, you know, you got to say your I love yous and your much respects and your appreciate you to, you know, everybody around you. And definitely just take care of yourself. You know, we party, we drink, we smoke, we whatever. But you got to keep it healthy, too. You know, healthy heart, healthy home, healthy life. So just try to have a balance with it. And, you know, just big shout out to everybody, man, and rest in peace, you know, Joe Frazier and Heavy D. It was one more project that's dropping, and I'll turn it back to you, actually, too. I know Genius wanted to get on the line, so I'm open up for Genius. But Yellow Wolf, my homie Yellow Wolf, he's dropping his project on Shady Records. It's called Radioactive. He got a joint out right now with Little John. It's called Hard White. If y'all don't know, Yellow Wolf, keep spitting. And also, finally, if I'm not mistaken, December 20th, Jeezy, Thug Motivation 103.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's it. Diva, Genius.
You already know. And thank you for that. Big shout out to you, Tate, for doing Tate's Corner. We appreciate that. Yes. We definitely appreciate that. We blessed to have Tate's Corner and Genius is live in the building.
Genius,
what's going on, King?
Not much. First off, salute to all those who made the great sacrifice, you know what I'm saying, to protect and uphold our, you know, American dream. You know, my prayers go out to the entire Myers family. Rest in peace to Heavy D, you know, Joe Frazier, you know, ODB. We losing too many people, I think, to just add on to what Tay was saying. You know, life is a very precious thing. Cherish it. Never take it for granted. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy life. You know, we need more peace and harmony in the world. Yeah, definitely. And, I mean, y'all named a lot of joints that's coming out, and I'm definitely looking forward to a lot of those, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's a Yellow Wolf. He's a sleeper. A lot of people sleep on him. Great artist. A lot of skills in him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely looking forward to the Mobb Deep joint, too, man.
Mm-hmm.
I heard some of the stuff that's on that. I even heard the new Drake album, Skip the Number 14. You know, yeah, I heard that from me. Yeah, but oh, and salute to the Queens, salute to Tay, man. I haven't talked to y'all in a minute, you know what I'm saying? So definitely salute to y'all, the old Phenom crew, old Frontline Fridays, you know.
Nah, that's what's up. Hey, look, we was thinking about you, man. I had to give you a shout out because you know, I know you was you know, active duty at some point, so I definitely had to give you, B-Styles, and my homie Candace a shout-out, man, because, you know, y'all my folks, man. So big shout-out to y'all, man. It's on Veterans Day.
Yeah, well, I definitely appreciate it. In fact, I'm actually just getting back from an event with the veterans. So, you know, it's definitely it's a blessing, you know, to still be here. You know, like I said, you know, rest in peace to all those who sacrificed their lives, you know, past and present, you know, and even the future, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely a blessing to be here. I'm thankful to be here because there's so many times that, you know, I could have not been here. So I'm definitely thankful and blessed.
Mm.
I definitely appreciate that.
Glad to have you, man. Glad to have you. Provoking
motherfuckers, we dancing and we be dancing. Most definitely, man. I mean, it's just a blessing to be doing what we're doing, how we're doing it. It's just showing the love, and at the end of the day, you know, that's what it's about, paying respect, paying homage, and not just when these holidays come around, every day.
Yeah.
We have to show one another love. Every day we have to lift one another up. Every day we have to let each other know that we appreciate them. I appreciate you, Genius. I appreciate you, Tay Black. I appreciate you, Mike Mitch. You know, I appreciate all the people who have just supporting everything that we do on the air and off the air and the independent artists, you know, that we rock with, you know, because this is how we get down. We're for the people. We definitely for the people on the spot, on the grind. But we still doing our thing here. Phenomenal Radio is growing. Diva Spot Radio is growing. Going into the new year, we definitely branded up with a couple of T-shirts and tote bags. And we got some stuff coming for Tate, too. So just look at you. Tune in live right now to Diva Spot Radio. Powered by Phenomenal Radio. It's Frontline Fridays. We're going to go into some music, then we're going to come back because I know y'all been waiting to go in on this Penn State scandal situation.
Oh,
I have been waiting. I have been waiting. I know everybody want to give their feedback on the situation. So call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521 and press the 1 button to be heard. Don't forget that you can chat it up with us in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Let's go.
We've built it and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas movement.
The other station, they're a beat off. This is Phenomenal Radio.
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. We're all right where we should be. With my arms out wide, I open my eyes and
Thanks for the pod. Go ahead. Have a good night.
A sky's a little lighter.
By the time you hear this, I would have already spiraled up. I would never do nothing to let you cowards fuck my world up. If I was you, I would duck or get struck like lightning fighters. Keep fighting, put your lighters up, point them skyward, had a dream, I was king, I woke up, still king. Fat came, nibble his mind, was a meal king. Till nobody else even fucking feels me, till it kills me. I swear to God, I'll be the fucking illest in this music. There is, or there ever will be. Disagree, feel free, but from now on I'm refusing to ever give up. Only thing I ever gave up, fusing. No more excuses, excuse me. If my head is too big for this building, and pardon me if I'm a cocky prick, but you cocks are slick, pop and sit on how you flip your life around. Crock a shit, who you dick trying to kid? Flip dick, you did opposite, you trade the same. Just cock back with a still cock, you prick. I love it when I tell him shove it, cause it wasn't that long ago when Marshall sat busted black cluster, cause he couldn't cut, busted muster up, nothing brain fuzzy, cause he's buzzing. Woke up from that buzzing, now you wonder why he does it, how he does it. Wasn't cause he had buzzes circling around his head, waiting for him to drop dead, was it? Or was it cause them bitches wrote him off, little hussy ass buzzes? Fuck it, guess it doesn't matter now, does it? What difference it make, what's it take? To get it through your dick skulls at this day, some bullshit people don't usually come back this way. From a place it was dark as I was in, cause he gets to this place. Now let these words be like a switchblade to a hater's ribcage, and let it be known that from this day forward I wanna just stay safe, cause your haters what gave me the strength to let them big race. Cause I came at 5'9", but I feel like I'm 6'8".
This one's for you and me, living out our dreams. We're all right where we should be. With my arms out wide, I open my eyes, and now all I wanna see is a sky full of light.
I'll probably already be outie. I advance like going from toting. I ain't going and buying 4 or 5 of the homies to Iron Man Audi. My daddy told me, slow down, boy, you're going to blow it. And I ain't got to stop to beat a minute to tell Shady I love him the same way that he did Dr. Dre on the chronic. Tell him how real he is, or how high I am, or how I would kill for him to know it. I cried plenty tears. My daddy got a bad back, so it's only right that I write till he can march right into that post office and tell him to hang it up. Now his career's LeBron jersey in 20 years. I stopped when I'm at the very top. You shit it on me on your way up. It's about to be a scary drop. Cause what goes up must come down. You going down on something you don't wanna see. Like a hairy box. Every hour, happy hour now. Life is wacky now. Used to have to eat the cat to get the pussy. Now I'm just the cat me out. Ow, ow, like the cow. Always down for the catch weight. Like Packy out. Y'all are doomed. I remember when T-Pain ain't wanna work with me. My car starts itself, parks itself, and all the tunes. Cause now I'm in the Aston. I went from having my city locked up to getting treated like Kwame Kilpatrick. And now I'm fantastic compared to a weed high. And y'all niggas just gossiping like bitches on the radio and TV. See me, we fly. Y'all bugging out like Wendy Williams staring at a beehive. And how real is that? I remember signing my first deal. Now I'm the second best. I can deal with that. Now Bruno can show his ass without the MTV Awards gag.
You and I.
Guys, it's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Do you want to get this song showcased live right here on Frontline Fridays? Would you like to get an interview and also get spins? Well, we are here to make it happen for you. All you got to do is send your music to divaspotent1@gmail.com. Again, that's divaspotent1@gmail.com. Here's the things that you need to do. first thing you need to do is make sure you put your name and your telephone number in the email. The second thing you need to do is make sure that you label your track so we can be able to listen to it and know exactly who the artist is, who produced it, and who's down with your camp. Make sure you leave your information, and we're going to hit you up in 24 to 48 hours so you can get here right here live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Pay Black and get paid for your spins. Now, how does that sound? Let's get it crunked and turn it up. Left up.
Your only hip-hop station, Phenomenal Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your girl, Shawana, in the building.
You dropping an album? You have a business and you need to get the word out? Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501, the guru of viral marketing. PR marketing promotion packages available for your brand. Everybody is balling on a budget. Future Guru will handle all your viral marketing, Twitter account management, website designs, IAP, and more. Future is ready. Let's go. Call Future Guru, 908-202-1501. Email futureguru100@gmail.com or twitter.com/futureguru100. Let's go.
We've built it, and you've come. Phenomenal Radio.
West Texas Movement.
When you see me, salute. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
Listen. Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay, and co-host Tay Black, live right here on Frontline Fridays. We got Genius in the building. We got Mike Mitch in the chat room. We got everybody else on the line, and we appreciate y'all right now for taking this time out to listen right here to Frontline Fridays with all hot indie artists and indie music live. We just getting it in on here, so we about to go into this this Penn State scandal. And while I was listening to the music, Tay, and when I was and I was listening to the commercials, I'm like, yo, I can't decide the background music that I really want on this one, because it's not funny, but then it's funny to me. So
yeah, I got
that makes
go
sense
on
to you.
Go in on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I'm going in on it, so I might as just get me some Rick James in the ghetto, you know, because this is a ghetto situation, and it's just wrong. But let's get into it. Where's that? I pulled it up. Here it is right here, these new niggas. The scandal, this Penn State sex scandal, the scandal center, wow, I got to get myself together because I get excited when I'm talking about this and young boys being molested and kids being touched, and it's just not cool. But this scandal came down after allegations involving Jerry Sandusky, 67, a former defense coordinator under Joe P. Sandusky was charged November the 5th with sexual abusing 8 young boys over more than a decade. Former Penn State athletic director Tim Curley and former finance officer Gary Schultz was charged with failing to report an incident. On November the 11th, linebacker coach Mike McQuarrie was put on administrative leave. McQuarrie had testified to a grand jury that he saw Sandusky rape a child in the showers at a campus locker room in 2002, and said he reported what he saw to Joe P. The university said multiple threats had been made against McQuarrie. The anger at McQuarrie centers on his failure to stop the alleged rape and called the police. Instead, he told Joe P., he told the head coach, who also chose not to call the police. Directing McQuarrie to the school athletic director, Joe P., claimed that McQuarrie did not tell him the whole story, only he had seen something disturbing that was perhaps sexual in nature. McQuarrie testified to the grand jury that he saw Sandusky having anal sex with the boy. Sandusky has access to hundreds of boys through Second Mile, a foundation for needy children that he founded in 1977. Though he retired from Penn State in 1999, Sandusky retain access to many athletic facilities and had an office in the last football building. The alleged 2002 assault took place in the football building. So, you know, I definitely want to get you guys' comments on this. I want to get your feedback on this. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Stay Black, I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to you before I give my comments.
I mean, it's just a really, really bad situation of people not, you know, not stepping forward, you know, when they, you know, should. And not only that, once people do step forward, people not acting on it just because, you know, a person's status or rank or position, you know. Right is right and wrong is definitely wrong, you know, no matter who is doing it. And, man, you just can't. Anytime you're in that type of position of, you know, power, guidance, instruction over, you know, young kids, and somebody brings to someone's attention that this person's doing something wrong, they got to be on that for real. But, you know, it's that's pretty much all I can say. I mean, it's just a really, really bad situation, really disturbing. And hopefully, you know, out of this comes more background, you know, more microscopic looks at people's, you know, just people's dealings with these kids, because we got to protect the youth, got to protect the babies. That's it.
There's a lot of stuff going on with the whole football, even the Boy Scouts. The Boy Scouts of America has a sexual assault case going against them, and you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy for, let alone our young little queens, but our young little kings are getting molested. And my question to a lot of people out there, have you talked to your child about what sexual assault is, what molestation is? I don't care how young they are. We live in an evil world. And even though Joe P, you know, he said he's going to go to the end of the season and then he's going to retire, but he didn't get that chance because they came to his door yesterday, no, Wednesday night. They you know, somebody called him, brought him a letter for him to call the number, and after he called the number, they let him know that his services is no longer needed. But here's the thing. That program in Penn State is funded by government funding. They get government funding. They get government grants. They get government money. And all the, and you see how you see so many cases where you be like, oh, old boy got 50 years, but such and such got 75 years. This is the case. Any child molestation, any rape, anything that does with children, you should get 50 years and better. Period. I don't care about them firing Joe P. I don't care that he can't get his retirement. I don't care about none of that. It's several eight boys that was molested and raped. And y'all didn't go and tell nobody. You went and told the head coach, but didn't nobody contact the police? If that was your son or your daughter, you would have did it. King, come on in, genius. Come on in, genius. Come on.
Oh, man. we had a conversation, you know, about, you know, just earlier with a couple of the captains in my command. I mean, the whole situation to me is real sick. You know, I just say that all people in this world, you know, have a responsibility. You know, just like Tay said, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong. You know, and when you're in situations like that, you know, you need to do what's right. You know what I'm saying? And what, you know, the coach did is wrong. Because in essence, by not saying anything, you know what I'm saying, that's worse than committing the act itself, you know what I'm saying, by sitting there trying to protect your friend, you know, because that's wrong. And that's something that's been going on for many, many years. This is just one incident, you know, from what I've heard, because I have a lot of friends who actually attend the university and some even teach there, you know, which is actually more funded from, you know, the Catholic Church than from government funding.
It is.
But, you know, it's a sick situation, you know, which they have a history of, you know, situations like that, and they'll just sweep them under the rug by paying people off, you know, and that's wrong. And I don't even think 50 years is enough, you know what I'm saying? With situations like that, it's a sickness in people. Locking them up is not fixing the problem. You know, that's making them a burden to society. You know, I never supported, you know, the penal system because there's no rehabilitation in it. They're not correcting the problem.
Mm-hmm.
The problem needs to be corrected. And, you know, just like you were saying, as far as, you know, educating our kids and the youth, that's definitely important. When you shelter a child, you know what I'm saying, that's not preparing them for reality. You know, kids are not being prepared for reality at home nor at school. School doesn't prepare you for reality, and that's something that, you know, needs to be done, and that starts at home. They need to know that it's the right way to be touched, the wrong way to be touched, you know what I'm saying, to know what situation is right and what situation is wrong, you know what I'm saying, being vocal about it. And for, I'm trying not to curse, but for the adults, you know, who are witnessing these things, you know, I don't have no love, you know me, respect for an individual to, you know, have information about these incidents, which I'm quite sure was more than just having information about it, you know what I'm saying? I wasn't personally there, but, you know, I'm quite sure that he's known about this and the other situations, and to not act on that, you know, to me, that's cowardice. You know, it makes me angry that I even defended a nation for somebody like that, you know what I'm saying? That's sick. It's definitely sick, you know. And in the end, the people that I really, you know, my heart goes out to is, you know, those kids, you know what I'm saying, and those families, because it's like, it's even like we got went into a couple of situations where they were even football players who are actually in the NFL now who were molested by some of these people, and they keep them quiet about it, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, in some way I understand why they're doing it, but at the same time, that's, you know, helping to keep those things under the rug. You know what I'm saying? And these things need to be brought out to the public, and there's something that needs to be done about
that. I mean, you can only, and big shout out to Warriors and God's Army. I see y'all in the chat room. What's going on? And you live on Frontline Fridays with Tay Black and Diva Mary Kay. We going in on a situation. We got Genius Live in the building with us. We going on the Penn State scandal. But you can only sweep so much stuff on the rug. Like, if you got, like, the rugs you put in your bathroom, they always thin. The rugs that you put in your living room, the rugs you put in the front door, it's like they sweeping and sweeping and sweeping. How you going to put a rug on the top, on try to put on top of a big pile of dirt and garbage? You know what I'm saying? And for, you know, for him to see, you seen it with your eyes, you seen him raping and molesting this boy, and you went and ran and told that, but you didn't go to no type of authorities, and the only thing they did was they took the keys from this man. They took the keys.
I wish I was there because y'all would have seen me on the news, because I would have had something. I see something like that, you know what I'm saying? I'd take them off the planet. There's no way in the world, you know, you doing that. That's somebody's child, you know, and that's why he's going to understand why the people are there protesting and doing what they're doing, and I hope it comes to a peaceful resolve, because, you know, violence is only going to begot more violence. But
they are guilty.
You know,
all of them together are guilty.
Oh my goodness! If that was my son, you know, he going to jail would be like going to paradise compared to what he'd be facing if I got a hold of him. You know what I'm saying? There's no way in the world. You know, that's why I'm upset with the entire school, not even just with the coach, because there should have been so many things that should have been implemented to prevent that from happening. One, the parents should have been more involved with the kids. This is why I always say, if you send your kid off to camp, know what
the camp
is about. Take involvement in the camp. Be there. Participate. You know what I'm saying? The adults, we just can't, you know, put things into the hands of somebody else. We got to hold accountability to ourselves.
That's exactly
you know,
why.
Not justifying,
you know,
not justifying, but...
They sending them letter homes and whatnot, winter break, or you can send your child a winter camp and none of that. I'm not doing all of that. I'm going to get back to you, King. I'm going to get back to you, Tater. The hotlines is lighting up. Let's go ahead and bring some more people in. 347-368, you're now live on Diva Spot Radio, powered by Phenomenal Radio. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, caller? What's your name and where you calling from?
This is Lamin.
Lamin, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show. Welcome to Frontline Fridays.
Yeah, what's going on today? What is the topic of the show today?
We're talking about the Penn State sex scandal. What do you think about the Penn State sex scandal? Have you heard about this?
Oh, no, I've not been following that, you know, but, you know, I just saw, like, excerpts of it on the news, you know.
Oh, most definitely. Well, basically what's going on with the situation is that there was an assistant coach that seen another coach molesting. This was back in 2002. It's been going on for years, but, Genius, what you just said to me just chimed back into my head about the Catholic Church, the Catholic churches. Yeah. Y'all got some stuff going on with y'all, like real talk. And he molested and assaulted up to 8 boys. You know, that's why I'm not sending my son off. It's just crazy. You cannot trust people no more. And it's crazy that you have to talk to your kids, parents, aunties, uncles, whoever. Get with y'all family, and y'all need to sit down with these kids and talk to them about molestation. Talk to them about when somebody touch you in a certain type of way, even if you got to show examples. I ain't saying touchdown, just show examples. Let them know what's wrong, because it's a lot of people that's been molested and grow up. Mary J. Blige was one of them. Missy Elliott was one of them, and didn't come out until later and saying that, you know, until I got older, I didn't know this was wrong when I was little. Yeah.
I think, you know, definitely there's supposed to be some education, you know, about, you know, those kind of stuff, you know, especially when young kids are involved, so they can always, you know, protect themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And they can report. They can always report anything that is strange, you know.
But if you see somebody, a grown man on a young boy in the shower, you're going to do one of two things. You're going to jump on his heels, or you're going to go and tell somebody. He went and told Joe P., but he should have went a lot more further. And Mike Mitch asked the question, was it an orphanage that they was running? I think so, but let me go back and just look at this information. Sadusky abusing 8 young boys, and more over a decade, he been raping and abusing boys over a decade. They should have his ass up on the hill, point blank, period. And I'm definitely going to follow this, but former Penn State athletic director Tim Curley and former finance Gary Shore was charged with failing to report an incident. Yep, they just as guilty. They said the name in here, Mike Mitch. I'm going to get it for you, King.
My thing is, where was the security at, too? Because they got heavy security up at Penn State, and, you know, for them to not, you know, adhere to a situation like that, you know, especially that's one of many, those are just the ones that are known. You know, imagine how many situations went on that haven't been brought to, you know, public eye. You know what I'm saying? Now it's like that's crazy. These organizations, like even the organization, the nonprofit that he started with the kids, you know, people should have been involved with that, because there's no way in the world I don't send my child nowhere, you know what I'm saying, without knowing what the situation is and who these people are. I wouldn't care if it's a celebrity or a star. That don't matter. They still human beings. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
So I'm not going to say, even if it's a family member, you know, I make sure the situation is right, because it actually, unfortunately, happens more so within families than it does anywhere else. But, you know, it's a sick situation that, you know, things like that, you know, it really saddens me that, you know, that happens, and for it to happen for so long, you know, I don't care about, you know, the credibility of the coach and his record and the Hall of Fame or whatever. That means you allow something like that to take place and you don't act to do anything about it. You're just as guilty as the person that, you know, is doing it to me, you know. I think that all of them should be punished and stripped. And, in fact, I don't even think he should even make it into the Hall of Fame behind that, you know.
That's right. That's right.
In my opinion. You know what I'm saying? Asterisk beside people who using steroids and everything else, I don't see how he can make it in there like that, because character means a lot. And things like that completely assassinates and destroys your character and your credibility as a human being. That's just sick. You know what I'm saying? That's truly sick, you know, regardless of who it was, you know, because that's somebody's child. And my thing is, which they haven't said anything yet, I just want to know where these parents were, or the people that was running these foster homes and things like that, where was their involvement with the kids? That's my thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, which that's something I've been saying for the longest when it comes to foster care. There needs to be organizations that actually investigate them, because more things happen to the foster kids than regular kids. You know, and a lot of people try to get foster kids just for the money. They don't really care about the kids. They get them so that they can get money and not really taking care, you know, of those kids. And, you know, that's just is wrong. It's definitely wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, that situation right there, you're definitely right about that situation. It should be just as much of a background check. You know, you got to give blood and all this stuff when you're going to go get a passport, when you're trying to go overseas. But you mean to tell me that y'all not taking the same precaution or going through the same motions when it comes to these kids? And that's why a lot of these kids are being molested. There's kids out there that never told, and they molesters. They're repeating what was done to them. And that's not, and then it come out later, oh, I was molested when I was younger, or I was abused when I was younger. And then they looking for sympathy because, you know, this is something that happened to them. They think that this is supposed to be right, but nobody stops them to say, look, this is not what you do. This is wrong. You're not supposed to touch nobody without their consent. And even with all the, you know, that's why I think, I feel a lot of the, lesbians and gays are a lot more in numbers now because of this situation. Look at the teachers. You even got women having sex with the young boys in the school. The men having sex with the young. If there was a law, there needs to be a law. Like, you'll get 100 years, period. 100 years off that.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I look at it like this. These aren't the Greek times, you know what I'm saying? We aren't Greeks, you know, who... That was something that was accepted, you know, for them. Like, the Olympics was actually created for them to tamper with the boys, which is sick.
Warriors,
you know,
of God, army said, crazy, grimy world we live in. They stand on our graves and take a piss. They pissing on our graves.
Yeah, my thing, they lucky ain't the judge, because, I mean, I'd had them all castrated and put in a, you know, a penal system with people who, you know, sit there and rape people, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's sick. There's nothing that they could say or do that justifies, and that's just like there's no punishment that can be given to take back the lives, you know, of those people. They're going to be damaged for life, you know what I'm saying? I got many friends who were raped, you know what I'm saying, or molested as kids, and, you know, they're dealing with a constant issue every day. It affects them in everything that they do, you know what I'm saying? And for that to happen, it's truly sad. And on top of that, the university, you know, they should have, I don't even care about the money, you know what I'm saying? Because you're talking about character. All of them should have been fired, you know what I'm saying, and arrested. You know, the moment that
man,
that
was
even brought to
attention. Man, that university was bringing millions and millions and millions and millions.
Yeah,
because
it's an Ivy League school. So I mean, but
that's
at the same time, when you look at who they're protected, that's just like look at the Catholic Church. When an incident happened within their church, they keep it in the church. They pay the people off. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to it going to court or trial.
No money. He got a position. He got a position. They ain't even give him no money. They gave him a head coach. He went from the second in command. Coach, they ain't even give him. They probably did give him some money. I'll take that back. But look, they gave him a position, and he shut up. Oh, I ain't seen nobody, you know, touching no little boy booty. I ain't seen nobody getting raped in the shower. I hope they send all of them to jail for the rest of their life.
What's even worse is, you think about it like this, that's just one school. Look at how many institutions that there are, you know what I'm saying, in the States alone. And that's one of many situations that's going on right now, and that's what's sad. You know, that's what's really sad, because that's just one situation that was brought to the public eye. Imagine what's going on at all of them, you know.
Hmm.
Something really needs to be done in police. That's crazy.
It's not even like the action is now. You know, we got to take action now as parents and as uncles and aunties and brothers and sisters. We have to take action now. You know, we got to take action for our children right now. Not now, but right now. We got to let them know and educate them on what's not right, what's not good. You shouldn't be embarrassed or nervous or scared to talk to your kid about sexual advancements, them being touched. It can be their teacher touching them. It can be the bus driver touching them. They need to know. They need to know how to protect themselves. I don't care how young they is. You talk to them right now when you let them know what's going on. Period.
Yeah, that,
you ask
that,
them.
That and the people, the one thing that really makes me angry that I see is the times today, because when I came up, you know, the whole neighborhood was involved in what you do. People didn't turn their heads to what happened. And nowadays,
mm-hmm.
that's what's happening. People are turning their heads when things happen. They can see somebody, an old lady, getting robbed, assaulted, or anything. They turning their heads. They keeping it moving. They see a young lady carrying herself in a manner that's, you know, unaccordingly. They're laughing. They're turning their heads. You know, when I came up, that didn't happen. You know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying? People got involved. And it's not about a snitching thing. It's about a responsibility, you know, as an individual, as a human being. If that was your daughter, it's funny until it affects you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If that was your sister, your son, your brother, your mentality would be completely, you know, different. And, you know, that's something that definitely needs to change. Me, I'm the type of person, I go to the store, I see a young boy acting up, his mother's not doing anything, I'm saying something about it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how I was brought up. You know, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's part of the problem, because by ignoring it, you know, you're saying that that type of behavior is okay.
And it's not okay. I just checked a couple of young boys today, you know. Big shout out to all the soldiers who are serving our country now and lost their lives. And, you know, school is out today. So, you know, they was going into the mall and getting off the bus and causing a ruckus. I said, all of y'all, come over here. You know, I didn't mean to dominate them, but I just felt some type of way how they was going. First of all, pull your pants up. That's one. Because if you ain't gay or if you ain't trying to attract no boot buddies, I ran down on them. I was 10 minutes late for work because I ran down on them. I said, that's first, pull your pants up, because if you ain't gay, if you ain't trying to attract no men to your ass, pull them up. Second of all,
I mean,
I
even that period, even if you're gay, I'll say this, let it be known. Pull your damn pants up, carry yourself like a man. No man, no real man is going to walk around with his pants hanging down. That ain't cool,
yeah.
That ain't gangster, that ain't swag, that's stupid, that's what it is.
You can
stupid
tell that they were just, you know, trying to be extra, they was on some misguided, they were trying to be cool or whatever the case may be, but it takes for somebody to care to pull them to the side and let them know, like, look, this not how we getting down, and that's not how you should get down. Let's get into some of this music and get back and go even harder on this hot topic, this Penn State sex scandal. And it ain't even really about Penn State. It's about molestation and rape and how we need to come, how we are coming together as a movement, as a union. We talking about this. We definitely want to get your feedback. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. It's Frontline Fridays, official heathen, all I have, featuring Rich Soul Child, produced by Donnie Gray.
Hey, yo. I done seen it all. I done been through it all. I done been through my ups and downs, my shares and trials and tribulations. In this negative-ass game that we call the music industry, but also life in its general, you know? Okay. Look, I ain't here to tell a bunch of new lies, to get feedback, so don't act surprised. These dudes not living what they say in their rhymes. Left booty cheek gangsters, and they some half-assed thugs, scared to do a bid, not trying to see up north. With dips and pull-up balls and big yard, war stories, wounds and scars. Hear the screams of a snitch getting ox behind bars, cause a riot in the mess hall. I'm from the wastelands, where you're forced to shake hands when they say it's a snake man. The land that called thieves, stick and stab, B-boys that break dance, tagging up your name with graffiti and spray cans. You never been where I've been, ock.
so you won't understand where I'm from. I'm from the slums where the bums be at, and where they lay sleeping pee at. In the midst of a struggle, went from bitter to humble. All I have is a dollar and a dream. Last year, kept my enemies close to cut the grass, round snakes and phony friends, and now I got critics telling me how to live. Then let's switch wallets, Negro please, listen to Chris Wallace, and take heed to this warning, and never question my hunger, and think I don't rhyme anorexic, and niggas second guessing, like old heathen, he focused on his profession, had a fallout with some brethren, wasn't seeing eye to eye, so I left them, no love lost, but every gift and a blessing, had to go through school to learn a lesson. Maybe it was worth the stressing, maybe a Smith and Wesson would have relieved some stressing. But I weathered the storm without a coat, and when the sun shines, see the pain in my eyes like a window. All I have is a dollar and a dream. Take a look at my life and see what I've seen through the eyes of a young G. So you can carry my cross and walk the day in my feet. On the barrel, but life is stressful. No health care, welfare, wick checks, canned foods. No smiles, no smirks, just heartache and pain. Long unemployment lines, cause jobs is hard to maintain. In this day and age, I've seen drugs and money corrupting my peers. Homies either dead or behind bars, stuck in the gears. They either dead or behind bars, stuck in the gears. All I have is a dollar and a dream.
Known and that's the all the new frauds. Only one true God watching above the no stopping the dump. I'm stopping the hate, pop, popping soot. Dropped in a grave on top of the mud. I'm off in a haze and I brought that blood.
Kill them all, kill them all, kill them all.
Only God can judge me.
Without Jesus Christ, now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. The devil under my feet, and he ain't stopping me. Now let's don't take it out. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Now let's rise, rise, rise for Jesus Christ. Let's rise for everybody who wanted change in their life. We stomping all on the devil just trying to make it to heaven. I love Jesus Christ and I know he loves me too. If you love Jesus Christ, put your hands up in the air and scream, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like a car without no motor in it, I need you, Jesus. And I'm blessed and out of favor. And my God, he is the greatest. Break curse on our generation. We rising over temptation. Temptation. Yeah, that's what I said. We rising over temptations and stomping all on the devil. I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. Shout out to Donald Jr. He started this rise movement. Move. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. The devil under my feet and he ain't stopping me. Now let's don't take it out. Never would have made it without Jesus Christ. Now let's rise, rise, rise for salvation. For God so loved the world, he gave his only son. Now let's rise, rise, rise for Jesus Christ.
Hey, we rising for Jesus Christ, man. Everybody put your hands up. If you sick of living in sin, sick of having the devil control of your life, man, let's rise over temptation. We're going to make it. We're coming soon, heaven.
Rise. Welcome back, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You now tuned in live with me and Tay Black, live in the building. This is Frontline Fridays where all hot indie artists live and all hot indie music live. We definitely going in on this hot mess news about this Penn State sex scandal. Y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in on the phone lines, everybody that's in the chat room. You already know what it is. Mike Mitch, I'm going to check my email. When you send me the email, just send me a little diva, okay, and I'm going to check it out so I can get it in before we get out of here. We got about 16 minutes left in the show before we get out of here. And I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay Black.
Yo, man, I just want to say big shout out to everybody for tuning in. It's not too late, you know what I mean? We still live on the line. We still got a couple more minutes. Hit us up, man. Get your shout out going on. 347-850-1521. Again, the number is 347-850-1521. It sounds so easy coming out your mouth. You ever noticed that, Diesel? That number is so easy. Y'all make sure y'all remember that. Call in, man. Also, a little bit more information from Tay's Corner. For the first time ever, the UFC is going to be on primetime television. They have a tournament, you know what I mean, going on with Fox. So tomorrow, 9 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time, I believe that's going to be a 6 p.m. on Diva Side. Because it's not even the West no more, it's just on Diva Side. They're going to have their event live on TV, man. It's going to be for free. It's going to be the current heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez, going against Junior Dos Santos. It's going to be a big fight. I don't even care. If you don't even know anything about the UFC, this is going to be the point that you need to just pick it up and just watch, yo. This is going to be real exciting. Not like familiar with the UFC, man. It's more than boxing. I put it to you like that. So if you get your thrills on watching boxing, man, it's all of that and some. So definitely, you know what I mean, check it out. And it's free. You can watch it at the crib. You know what I mean? You could be like me and Diva, order that Chinese food, throw the fight on, we in there. You know what I mean?
You already know.
Food. You know what I mean? Maybe grab a bottle, you know?
It is exciting. You know, it is
exciting. You know what I'm saying? Maybe a little, I ain't say a bottle of, I mean, it could have been a bottle of Sprite or something, you know, a bottle of juice, you know what I mean? I don't know. But, hey, me
you
and
know, Dean, I like the Welch's with my Chinese food. I like the Welch's grape juice. I like it with my Chinese
see,
food.
See,
but,
there
yeah,
you go.
Big shout out to everybody that's tuned in now. Big shout out to Deborah Cox is live in the chat room. I see you, queen. Yeah, Deborah Cox said, I love Chinese food. But big shout out to you. We definitely chopping it up. We talking about this Penn State sex scandal, along with having more hot music. Big shout out to Clap Montana, which y'all hear right now in the background. That's Clap Montana Dangerous. He's definitely another hot artist that's basically been putting himself. You know, it's just great to see how when an artist first start out, then they root themselves and then they grow. So I just think that's great. That's great. I love it. I love it so much. Wow. And that's another thing with you, Kay. You started off and then you rooted yourself and it's like you just took off, but out of somewhere you got some type of urethra or some type of fertilizer because you just started branching out everywhere. I don't know what that was.
That's what's so nice. But you know what, like we did the show not too long ago, man, it's really all about the family and the love, man. We wouldn't be nowhere today without the support, man, without me leaning on Diva and Diva leaning on me in instances like that, man, we wouldn't be as far as we are, man. So big shout out to yourself and big shout out to one another, man. Lean on your folks, man, and, you know, they got your back, man. You know, build strong foundations, you know, so that your house will continue to stand through whatever.
Most definitely. We're going to get some final words on this Penn State situation before we get out of here. And like Deborah Cox said, protect our children. My final words on it is you got to protect the kids. You have to, and protecting the kids, I'm not just saying keep them with you 24/7 a day, because to be quite honestly, you can't do that. What I'm saying is to educate our kids. You know what I'm saying? Educate them on what's right and what's wrong. And also as parents, you know, you got to start cleaning some stuff out with yourself. You know, some evil spirits, some evil thoughts that you may be having, whether it's drinking, smoking, sexing. Look at the foundation that you are in your home with your kids. If you an unmarried woman living with a man, or you an unmarried man living with a woman, then you need to be thinking about what's going on in this house, because the kids is going to repeat what you're doing. If y'all fussing and fighting all the time, and if you just blacking out, you got a problem with your mouth, you got a problem with your hands, you need to correct yourself. And ain't nothing wrong with being with yourself. Sometimes we need to be by ourselves to cleanse ourselves, man. As individuals, we have been through so much through life and doing so much through life that we need to really get with ourselves and examine the things that we putting into our own seed. Even with their pornography. You know, I know a lot of men got a stash of their little porno flicks or whatever the case may be. These little boys is looking at it. These little girls is looking at it. But then you punish them for being sexually active when they 11, when they 10, 11, 12. That's because when you wasn't home, or, you know, when you was going to the grocery store, best believe they watching your pornos. The same thing you did when you was a kid, they doing now. But now it's like rape, molestation, men-on-men relationships, woman-on-woman relationships. This is the world that we live in. I don't know why y'all keep trying to sprinkle baby powder on it and make it smell good. Johnson & Johnson can't clean this situation up.
So we got to educate our kids about the griminess that's going on and talk to them and ask them, has anybody ever touched you in this in an inappropriate way? Has anybody ever put their hands on your breast? Has anybody ever touched your private parts? Has anybody ever made you touch them or asked you to touch them? Have you, when you sit on somebody's lap, is your teacher touching you? Does your teacher have private time with you? Are you ever alone with this person? Ask them. And you gotta let them know. And every day, you gotta build this confidence in your kid and praying over your kids and praying over each other before we grow. Before they go out the door. My son hear me every morning praying over him. I don't care if I'm half asleep. I say it. I say, Father God, protect my son. Give him traveling mercies as he come and go to school, Father God. Give him favor as he go to school, Lord. Let no weapons be formed against him shall not prosper, shall not work, Lord. Father God, lead my son not into temptation. And I go to church. You know, it was something that was going on in Diva House that she had to correct. I'm more than just a baby mother. I'm more than just a mate. I'm more than just a helper. You know, I'm called to have some great things. And if you live in a house with a man or a woman and you ain't married, and it ain't that I'm infatuated with the marriage part of it or the wedding, that ain't for me. I'm thinking about my salvation. I care about my mate's salvation. And we living in a house and being unmarried, and, you know, because sex is a gift. God gave that to us. That's a gift for married people. So you got to think about it. This curse you passing down to your generation and generation and generation after that. So you got to identify how you start to be able to be, like they would say, shacking up or whatever the case may be. But, you know, your mother and your fathers or your mother and your grandmothers, and they probably did it before your child, before you even was thought about, but that curse was passed down. So you definitely got to correct that and just stand firm on your ground. And don't feel bad when you fall, when you slip. Just get back up and get stronger the next time. And that's my final words on that situation. I'm going to pass it over to you, Tay Black.
Anything that Diva, you know, just reiterated to the folks, man, definitely take in, man. It's Diva not just talking, man. She's speaking from the heart, and she's speaking from a good place. So definitely hear what she got to say. It ain't all, you know, brimstone and fire. It's just real applications for real life, for real people. And you real people, right? Look, you ain't
right.
Gonna say no. So,
you know what I'm saying?
So I know what it is. Yeah, Diva, she keep it from the heart, man. So much respect and love, Diva. Yo, big shout out to all the veterans out there, all my people in the service. Big shout out to y'all. We love y'all. Every day is your day, man. Y'all put y'all life on the line, man. Big shout out to y'all. Diva, that's it. I'm good.
Most definitely. Y'all make sure y'all tune in with us tomorrow, Saturday. Wow, God has blessed us. Saturday, tomorrow, 10 p.m. on the West, so that's 10, 11, 12, 1. It'll actually be 1 o'clock on the East if you're still up. We got the Rise team coming, that song that you heard, Rise, 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 for Jesus Christ. We got a youth ministry, youth and young adult ministry called Rise, which is refuge in salvation eternally, and that's what they stand for. And the youth ministry belongs to Pacific Christian Church out here in Tacoma, Washington. They talk about the lifestyle. It's not all about religion. We're talking about the lifestyle, which is important. And their whole goal and their main mission is to bring as many people, many youth and young adults back to Christ as possible, because a lot of us is out here lost. And ain't it funny how you see some of your family members and you're like, yo, you 30, you 33 years old, you 35 years old, you should have been and grown up now. Nah, man, it's a glitch in the matrix. It's a cycle that we have to break. And that's why, you know, where can you go that you can hide from God? You can't go nowhere. So whatever you think you're doing in the dark is always going to come to the light. And just like this whole situation with the Penn State sex scandal, you know, it came to light. They couldn't hide that. They tried to. They tried to, but it ultimately came out. But and unfortunately, for a decade, you have had young boys, teenage boys being molested, yo. That could be your child. Just imagine working all your life and just getting the opportunity for your child to go off to Penn State. That's crazy. Touching boys, teachers, young teachers getting it in with the little young boys at the schools. Our young king's not even safe no more. Your kid is not safe. They need to safe in the homes. They ain't safe outside the homes. Where can they be safe at? But you can get them where they need to be by educating them. Do not be afraid to talk to your kid about rape, molestation, homosexuality. This is the world we live in, y'all. I just want to give a big shout-out to everybody that tuned in for Frontline Friday tonight, everybody that chimed in on the topic. I want to give much love, and I got to say to you, Tay, right now, I love you. I love you a lot.
I appreciate that, and I love your salvation.
It just means so much to me that me and you can go in, support the indie artists, support the entrepreneurs, and also talk about real stuff on this show. And I love you for that, man.
Nah, and I love you too, and I just want to say a big shout out to you for being the not only supportive, good, generous black woman that you are, but being a strong, independent mother, you know, caregiver that you are, you know, for holding down, you know, the little people and the big people like myself, you know what I'm saying? Definitely looking out for us, and you know, we just appreciate you, man. And I have one more shout out before I, you know what I mean, just give it back to the diva and, you know what I mean, let
her shout out to the queen, too. I forgot. I can't forget about Miss Journey. Shout out to your queen, too. I always got to give a shout out to her before we leave the show.
And, I mean, since we're going to do our last little couple shout outs, man, first I want to say big shout out to Future Guru 100. You know what I mean? Big shout out to Slate. Big shout out to Slim. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to the whole Phenom clique. You know what I mean? Phenomenal Radio is amazing. Big shout out to all the DJs. One day we're just going to do a big roll call and give everybody love. So, you know what I mean? Big shout out to them. And last but not least on my end, big shout out to I'm a Black Poem. You know what I mean? That's that Twitter name. Big shout out to my homie. You know what I mean? After her, you know, couple of glasses of Merlot and her white Zinfandel, she's chilling. So big shout out to her. Big shout out to her ordering that pizza for me. I appreciate that. And Diva, I'm gonna give it back to you though.
Yo, you're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays where all hot indie artists, all hot music live, the birthplace of Hot Mess News. Big shout out to everybody that tuned in to the show. Big shout out to Mike Mitch, my other co-host on Sundays. Y'all make sure y'all tune in on Sundays to Spiritual Feeding, 7 p.m. on the West and 10 p.m. on the East. Big shout out to Deborah Cox live in the chat room. I see you, Queen. Big shout out to all the parents that's being active and knowing what's going on with your child rather than just sending them to school, you know, showing up, knowing the principal by first name, knowing the teachers, knowing the lunch lady, knowing everybody. Ain't nothing wrong with knowing what's going on with your kids. And big shout out to King David. We about to get out of here with this song Push right here. Let's go.
Yeah, man, yeah. King David, man. Lifestyle Entertainment, man. You feel me? You already know how I get it in, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Keep pushing.
Yeah.
Keep going.
I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah. For real. Y'all probably ain't never heard me do no like this before. You know what I'm saying?
It's
like,
me.
Man.
Real, man. This is
new,
man. From King David, man.
Straight up.
Y'all feel me, man?
Everybody out here doing their thing, man. Big up to you, man. Straight up, man. Push that thing, man. Yeah.
It's just for y'all.
And I know it's hard. I already know. Lord knows how I made it out of that shoe.
85 crew get something drastic. Me and Mario grew rocks in the plastic. Hey, Annette, later, I love you. Remember all the bullshit we done been through? Remember the day daddy got shot, man? I ain't even much know what the fuck I was gonna do. Then the next thing you know, Mario did. What the fuck that mean, man? I'm scared. I'm a hard out, cold and shit. Doing through, trying to control this shit. Draped up all black cell phone bouts. Lick shots at you, cause I'm pissed off. Run your pocket, motherfucker, gotta get paid. Need a paint job and some 20-inch blades. Feel good when you're sudden and shoot. Hit the club, blow a lot of money, shoot. But that ain't nothing but a passing spot for my crime. And my heart still cold. Remember, put iron on Rico. Strip club, butt naked, lick for the dough. Came back, chop, chop them down. Self-defense, move out of town. Air well, look, see like bullshit. Same shit when I look in the pool.